Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're tracking coronavirus developments around the world. Travel restrictions are lifting today in the Czech Republic after health officials found that the number of infections appear to be falling. Residents will be able to gather in groups again and travel internationally.
It is a much different situation in Ecuador. President Trump said today that he'd send the country ventilators and other forms of help after Ecuador's health minister said yesterday that the number of cases is twice as high as previously reported. Ecuador has one of the worst outbreaks in the developing world.
And authorities in Pakistan are trying to limit communal Friday prayers in mosques to slow the disease. That will be more difficult now as the holy Muslim month of Ramadan begins. NPR's Dia Hadid has that story from Islamabad.
On a recent Friday, dozens of worshippers braved the rain and defied the government to gather for communal prayers at the Hanafiya Mosque in the capital. Many of them were elderly, like retiree Awal Khan. He's 72 years old.
It's all in the hands of Allah, and we should take precaution, and we should be afraid of Allah.
Fear God, he says, not the coronavirus. The government's rule to limit Friday congregations to 5 people was only spottily enforced since it was issued in late March. Even when the rules were implemented, worshippers found ways around it. Like at this Islamabad mosque, where worshippers were barred from entering. So after the muazzin called the faithful to prayer, they crammed shoulder to shoulder on the sidewalk outside the mosque and prayed. There have also been reports of violence, like in the port city of Karachi, where worshippers threw rocks at a policewoman and broke her glasses as she tried to block them from entering a mosque. Other clerics openly led crowded congregations, daring the police to stop them. All of this points to a particular issue here in Pakistan. Limiting acts of worship is not easy to do in this deeply religious country. And now, during the holy month of Ramadan, authorities say worshippers can enter the mosques. This is the Prime Minister Imran Khan in a national address. He says, we can't stop worshippers by deploying police and throwing people in jail. And he says there are rules. Worshippers have to stand apart. They have to wear masks and handshakes are banned. But doctors ask, if the government couldn't enforce a limit on congregations, how will it enforce this? Dr. Kaisar Sajjad is the head of the Pakistan Medical Association.
In Pakistan, the law and regulation are not strictly implemented properly.
Sajjad was one of a handful of prominent doctors who wrote a letter published in the local papers on Wednesday, pleading with the government and clerics to keep worshippers home.
It will be a problem if mosques were open for prayers in Ramadan. This will create a lot of problem. The number of cases of coronavirus will increase dramatically, and it will cause a lot of problem for the doctors as well as the paramedics. We have a shortage of ventilators, we have shortage of trained doctors.
He says if Ramadan congregations lead to a rush of new cases, the health sector may be overwhelmed. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.